But I want to say welcome, good morning, good morning, good morning. And Happy New Year to all of us, to each of us. Yeah, happy New Year to all of us. Because, you know, this is an auspicious Sunday. When I used to go to India, they would always talk about auspicious occasions. But this is an auspicious Sunday because it's the first Sunday of this new year. And even though I know that there's a lot going around about this is really not the beginning of a new year, because the new year starts somewhere in the spring when everything comes to life and energy is strong, that usually during this time it's actually a time to go within, to get quiet. But, you know, this is the calendar that they chose, and so we're all going to work with it. I said, all right, we're going to use this time between now and maybe the real new year, the real opening, to prepare ourselves. So we are getting ready for this wonderful new year. I'm thankful to look out and I see so many people here. It just does my heart good. I just want to acknowledge you and thank you for being here, being in the place, being in the house. And I'm also grateful for those of you who are in your house or online, because wherever you are, there's still no separation between God. So I thank you for sharing your time, your talent, your treasure, your energy with us as well this morning. So let's give them some love. I appreciate it, but I really do like to feel the energy of when people are in the house. You know, during the pandemic, I got quite used to, for 3 years, we just spoke to a camera. And there was nobody here except the wonderful band. I don't know if you all remember those days. It was just the band and the people working in the room. So I was getting all excited, and I got quite used to it. You know, I was like, okay, I like this. And then when we started coming back, I was like, oh, people, wait, ooh, people. So I had to shift my energy again and say, oh, people are present. It's okay to feel that exchange. So thank you for being with us this morning, this first Sunday of the new year. You know, if you can't tell, I am excited and I am amped up about this new year. I really am. Because it's going to be powerful. It's going to be powerful beyond measure, unlike anything that we have ever seen before. Unlike anything that we've ever experienced before. And I'm going to tell you why in terms of how energetically what's going on, the way the sun and the moon and the stars and the heavens are lining up, this energy that is present right now will not come again for another 54 years. So we have an opportunity to receive it and make the most of it, you know, to really enjoy it. So I'm really excited because I think, you know, I could feel it in my bones that there's some deep transformation happening. Now, as I mentioned during my New Year's Eve message and talk, and if you haven't listened to it or whatever, thank God for internet, you can go back. But go back and listen to it, because I think it sets up the foundation for what I believe is taking place in this new year and where we are and what's available to us in the new year. But, you know, I'll do a brief recap, but I won't go totally into all of it, but I want to do a brief recap because it's important to the type of year that's available to us. Now, according to those who study the science and mathematics of numbers, the year 2025 was a 9-year. So if you take 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 5 and you add it all up and cull it down to one number, what does it equal? 9. It equals 9, a 9-year. And 9 is the last number that you have before you get to 10. And those are from 1 to 10 are what? The primary numbers. Everything, every other number that we're going to come up with starts and comes from those first 10 or 9 numbers. Because what you have is 9's the last number before you get to 10. But 10 actually equals 1. Because 1 plus 0 is what?
1.
Right, so 10 is 1. And it's a powerful time. So you have, you know, this time of the 9 years of growth. They say that these 9 years represent each year represents a level of growth, and then we reach the ninth year, and then that year, all the learning that we have begins to end. We have endings, and we have a culmination of whatever it was we learned for the first 9 years before we begin again. It starts all over at what? A deeper level, a higher level. So it's really important. And what I was thinking about, the 1 and 10, that actually the one we know is there's only one presence and one power, what? In the universe, God the good. But that 0, it looks like it represents a nothing state. But I say it represents, and I warn mind for the, it represents a divine what? A circle. It represents the energy that has no beginning and no end. The Alpha and what? The Omega. And the Spirit of the Living God has no beginning and no ending. It is what it is. Now, I know that this looks like it has, you know, that there's a circle in terms of something is outside of it. Nothing is outside of the presence and power of God. So the circle for me, this it represents the source energy of God, the creative source of God, and we're combining it with the one. So when we go through the whole cycle of 9 years to get to 9, you start your process, what? All over again. Because 10 equals 1. So this is a powerful time. So 2025 was really powerful, but 2026 is now, it's a what year? It's a 1 year, because you got 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 6 equals what? Which equals what? 1. So we are beginning again. We are starting again at another level. So 2025 was conclusion. Maybe you ended some things. You completed some things. Maybe you ended relationships. Or maybe you had a new job. Or maybe a dream came to pass. Whatever it is, there's some kind of conclusion. And so when that happens, we're ready to have what? A new beginning. We've closed some things out. We've maybe had some healings, but now we're ready to start a new cycle of growth, of life, of energy. We're beginning again. Now, the interesting thing that I mentioned during my New Year's Eve talk and the work thing that I've been working with, although, you know, 2025 is about closure and ending, the Chinese zodiac, they say that 2025 was the year of the snake. Now, they always equate an animal with a particular birth year. I'm the ox, so I don't know. But that's what it says. And so 2025 was the year of the snake. Now, the snake is, and there's many, many metaphors for the snake. We have the snake in the Bible, and the snake has gotten a bad rap sometime. And, you know, but the powerful quality and positive energy of a snake, it symbolizes transformation and change, because a snake sheds its skin throughout each stage of growth for itself. When it begins to move into another level of growth, it sheds the old skin and it's ready to inhabit what? A new skin, a new being. And so it's really about transformation and in the growth process. So 2025, it was about shedding our old identities, shedding our old attachments, shedding all the old thing, the sense of self that we have. You know, sometimes we get stuck in our own sense of self when there's so much more to us that we haven't even figured out. We haven't even tapped, but we get stuck in a particular image of our own selves. But this is about shedding even the skin that you're in, being willing to grow and evolve into a new level. So we were shedding attachments, identities. And with all of that, we're now ready to be transformed. We're ready to inhabit another transformative experience. And actually, I read that what we're doing in this first year is laying the foundation for the next decade. Because it's a cycle. One of growth goes 1 through 9. And when you hit 10, it's a decade, right? And so what we're doing with our lives, what we are envisioning for ourselves, we're laying the foundation for what we're going to be calling to us in the next 10 years. Now, what are you calling to you? I decided I want to call, you know, the good. What is it that I want to envision? Because I'm getting ready to set the foundation. That first year is a reset. I have an opportunity to reset some things. And so I've been noticing little habits that I had, and I said, okay, no, I do not want to bring that kind of energy with me. I'm going to cast that out. I'm going to transform that and reset. So I'm noticing what I want to leave behind, right? And what I want to set for myself and my identity in this new 9-year cycle, this new decade that is coming upon us. Now, having come through this year, it was a challenging year for a lot of people, and it was a year of change and challenge for me as well, you know. And I think it's safe to say that probably most people are ready for a new beginning. I think we're ready for a new and a different kind of energy, a new and a different focus, right? Maybe even a new purpose, maybe even a new life purpose. You know, we're just ready, I believe, for something greater and grander. Now, I want us to understand that this 1 year that we're in, it's not just about beginnings, that there's a deeper spiritual quality to where we are. Because it's more than just beginning, it's tapping into the creation, to creation. We're beginning, but which means we're starting, we are creating something new. That one and that zero, that source is the source of what? Of creation. The energy of the divine, of God. And so this 10-year or this 1 year, whichever one you want to see it, it is creation connected to source. It is creation that one, the oneness of all life, the creation, the creative energy of life is connected to what? Source. Now, when you have creation connected to source, you have something, right? You've got some powerful energy going on because source, or what we would call source, God, divine mind, whatever you want to call it, that is the foundation of everything good, right? God is the foundation. Source is the foundation for everything that manifests in your life. And so with this foundational energy, we have an opportunity to really create something that is powerful, something foundational for this next decade of our lives, something that's true to us, something that's connected to our life's purpose, because we're beginning to connect to what's my life, this one, what do I want to create and begin? I've left the old self behind. What is this new self? And so this is a precious time. It's an auspicious time, a powerful time. So we're going to create our life's purpose, and we're doing it not by ourselves. We're doing it with who? What? With source, with God. One plus the divine. This 10-year is me and God beginning again. It's very powerful. So to me, not only is this 2026 a special year because it's bringing in new creation, new energy that I think we all could use, but it is energy and creative energy that is now connected to power, to the power of God, to the source of all creation. Now, in the Chinese zodiac, 2026 is actually the year of what they call the fire horse. Not just any old horse. It's the fire horse. Now, the fire horse is powerful. And it doesn't hesitate. The fire horse moves with certainty. It moves with power. It moves with honesty, integrity, right? And force, that forward movement. You don't see a horse, but do you ever see a horse running backwards? Do you see a horse running sideways? That horse is going to run straight down whatever path it's on. And with power and force and vision and focus, right? That's why they put those blinders on the horse so you don't be looking over here and looking over here. No. That's the path. Straight ahead. And the fire horse is a really powerful symbol because it moves with such certainty. So you have power plus source equals movement. and energy. Power plus source equals movement and energy. So this is going to be the year, friends, that things move very quickly. You see, we had a lot of time in 2025 to sit and think and contemplate and fuss and you know, 9 years worth of stuff. This year is a year that things will move fast, that the power of the source will manifest itself quickly, right? And that if we begin to tap into that without being sidetracked and, you know, all the way over here, because there's going to be a lot of stuff happening to do what? To distract us. A lot of stuff's going to be happening. But we're training ourselves to move with the power of the fire horse, straight ahead with energy, right, and focus. So with there's no, you know, hesitation. The fire horse doesn't even need permission. It just goes. There's a video I've seen where they are on a beach and they have these horses and they let this one horse go. The owner takes the reins, you know, lets the reins go, takes them off, and he does something like that, and that horse just takes off. And it's so freeing because you see it getting to do what its purpose is, right? A horse, it's nice we see them in the stables, but they are meant to do what? They are meant to run, baby. They are meant to move. That's the nature of the horse. It's not just to graze. That's a lovely phrase, but that's not the divine nature of that horse. It is to move, right? To ride with the wind. And so I love that commercial because that image on YouTube, because he moves and he finally gets to where the pack is, the other animals. But I thought how lovely that they gave it an opportunity to do what it was created to do, to run freely on the beach. And I mean, that horse is just enjoying itself and running full speed. And then when he gets to his pack, he slows down, you know. But how about us? We've been created to function in a certain way. And, you know, when do we feel we have the freedom to be all that we can be? To let ourselves go to the point where, you know what? No holds barred. I'm going. I'm doing. I'm going to be. Right? All that. To create with full power. So what I'm saying is that power plus source equals movement. And this is the year for us to move and to create and to create with full power. This is the year for us to create with full power. No hesitation. No second guessing. You know, I'm a Libra, so I can get stuck all up in my head in a loop. Should I do this? Or maybe I should do this. Or should I do that? No, maybe you should do that. And I get stuck, and I end up doing what? Nothing. A whole bunch of nothing. So my commitment, I have several of them, but this year, I'm going to move. I'm going to go. I'm going to do. I'm not spending too much time. I had 9 years to contemplate. I'm on year one, new cycle, go, right? So that's the fire horse. Now, the fire horse, you know, it fire does what? It burns. It purifies. So the fire horse had the time, right now, hopefully, it is purifying and burning up everything that we did not use or wasn't useful in 2025, right? And fire purifies. Fire cleanses, right? Fire clears away. It transmutes. It clears away anything that is false and not strong, right? So if you're not like pure gold and you put that in the fire, everything else is going to fall away and melt. And fire has that ability. So we have the spark of the divine within us. We got that fire within us, you know, the Spirit of God, that Holy Spirit that moves and that can ignite within us. And we're ready to be, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to be ignited. I'm ready to be amplified. I'm ready to express because it's in here. Yes, it's all of who we are. And so we should be ready to move forward. We need to be ready to accelerate, right? Whatever is within our hearts and our clear mind. Whatever our hearts, whatever we left behind, you left all that negativity, all the limitation, all the doubt. Burn it away. Leave it in 2025. Now we've got a new mindset, a new energy. And so when you have a clear heart and a clear mind, there's alignment. And when that alignment happens, whoo, manifestation is ready to come forth. Right? Just like that. So this is our year for manifestation. Not thinking about it. This is how you're to manifest. Get your mind right. You know, you burned away. You left all that fire. Let the fire of the Spirit bring to you what is yours to do. So I'm asking you, what are you ready to create at full power? What are you ready to create at full power in your life? Because this year is not about hesitation. It's not about lingering. It's not about contemplation. It is about knowing and moving with Spirit. This is a year, this year is not about becoming. We're no longer worried and working on becoming anything. This is a year about embodiment. The time for becoming was those 9 years that you worked on yourself in the growth cycle, right? But now, at some point, you got to stop becoming and you have to be. You have to be the embodiment of what you want. Right? You got to be the embodiment of what you want. And so this is, you know, it's a time to not necessarily dream about things, but to embody what you're dreaming about, to embody what you want, to possess it, to recognize you are the thing that you desire. You already have the thing that you desire. Stop trying to become it. Stop trying to get it. Embody it because it's already there. Already there. So we've got to be bold. This is our time. This is going to be a year to be bold, right? This is a bold year for us to forge ahead into a new direction. And it's going to be a new direction for this country, a new direction for the world. We think things are all upside down, and that's fine because it's a process. All that is not working, all that negativity, we see it, but it's moving. It's moving. Now, it looks bad because it looks like, oh, my Lord, but it's moving, right? It's like that sediment when you have that glass and there's a lot of dirt in the glass and you don't do anything to stir it up. What does the sediment do? It settles. But the moment you start stirring it up, what happens? The settlement begins to come up. The stuff comes up and it looks bad. But if you keep pouring light, keep pouring truth, keep pouring Spirit into that glass, all of a sudden, this all that dirt and stuff begins to what overflow until it's gone. It's gone. So it looks bad, but they're going to be gone soon, okay? It's happening because we have to see what we need to let go of. We have to see what's not working for humanity. We have to see man's inhumanity to man before we recognize, no, this is not the choice we want to make. And so it's being seen, and there's more to go. So we're, we got a new direction, but we have to be willing to forge into this new direction. You got to forge into a new identity. I don't know what your particular thing is happening, but I know you're being called for a new identity, a new direction in your life, right? And so we've got a new path. Whatever that is, we can't be afraid of the new path. There's no hesitation because a horse never hesitates to move. The horse doesn't say, should I go and run? If you give that horse an opportunity, it's going to go, right? Because that horse knows it is built for speed. It's not built just to graze all day long. It's built for speed. It's built for freedom, to run with the wind. That's the way it's built. It knows that it has power. It knows that it has strength. It knows that it has stamina. And that it keeps moving and keeps, you know, moving on that path. We, too, must know how we're built. We're built with power. We're built with strength. We have stamina to keep on keeping on. We've got to be able to run like the horses. One of my favorite scriptures comes from Jeremiah. And Jeremiah was complaining to God. And he was complaining about all the wicked people who seemed to prosper. The wicked people who seem to get the goods. And here, Jeremiah is a faithful prophet. And he's like, well, what about me, God? What you doing? All these people, you know, these wicked people seem to be doing all right. What about us? And so this is from Jeremiah 12, and it's from 12, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And so he's questioning the Lord about justice. He says, Lord, you always give me justice when I bring a case before you. So let me bring you this complaint. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Now, that was a question I could ask today. Why are the wicked so prosperous? Right? He says, why are evil people so happy? Right? They got a lot of money. It's not enough for them. They want more. And they're happy. Happy in their cruelty. Happy in how they can make others suffer. Happy so that they can take away whatever good other people might have. And they seem to be enjoying it. So Jeremiah, he's speaking to us today. And he said to the Lord, you planted them, and they have taken root and prospered. Your name is on their lips, but you are far from their hearts. And I was like, woo, come on, Jeremiah. There are some people who are using the name of Jesus the Christ. It's on their lips, but it is far. That energy and that dynamic that is of the Christ is far from their hearts. Hearts, right? So I'm like, okay, tell it, Jeremiah. So he says, but as for me, you know my heart. You see me and test my thoughts. Drag these people away like sheep to be butchered. Set them aside to be slaughtered. Now, I must admit, I have had some Jeremiah thoughts like that, too. I'm like, okay, Lord, when is this going to happen? And y'all know what I'm talking about. I'd be like, when is this going to happen? They keep saying it's going to happen soon. And I'm like, when, Lord? So he's like, drag these people away like sheep to be slaughtered. Set them And he says, how long must this land mourn? And we are in a mourning and a grieving state. We are grieving the way of life, right? But that's fine. He says, even the grass in the fields has withered. Everything has withered, right? The farmers, all that stuff is withering because there's nobody to pick the farms and the produce. The wild animals and the birds have disappeared because of the evil in the land. For the people have said, the Lord doesn't see what's ahead for us. And this is the Lord's response to Jeremiah. If racing against men makes you tired, how will you race against horses? If you stumble and fall on open ground, what will you do in the thickets near the Jordan? That's the NLT. Let me read how the Message puts it. So the Message says, you're right, oh God, and you said things right. I can't argue with that, but I do have some questions. How do bad people have it so good? Why do bad people have it so good? Why do con artists make it big? Mm-hmm. You planted them and they put down roots. They flourished and produced fruit. They talk as if they're old friends with you, but they couldn't care less about you. Meanwhile, you know me inside and out. You don't let me get by with a thing. Make them pay for the way they live. Pay with their lives like sheep marked for slaughter. How long do we have to put up with this? The country depressed, the farms in ruin, and all because of wickedness, these wicked lives. Even animals and birds are dying off because they'll have nothing to do with God and think that God has everything to do with them. And this is what God says according to the Message. So, Jeremiah, if you're worn out in this foot race with men, what makes you think you can race against horses? And if you can't keep your wits during times of calm, what's going to happen when troubles break loose like the Jordan in a flood? So it seems like an odd response that the Lord gives to Jeremiah. But what he is saying is, look, Jeremiah, if you can't handle all the little changes that these little footmen, right, are producing, and it tires you out and it wears you out, then how are you going to ever be able to run with horses? How are you going to be able to harness the power and the strength that you need to be able to live successfully or meet the challenge or handle or overcome a thing if you can't handle these men who are on foot creating havoc? And so I'm like, yeah, I want to run with the horses. So he's saying, Jeremiah, you're going to have to get it together, right? Because you're getting all turned around by what the footmen are doing. You're trying to race with them. You're trying to compete with them. You're trying to get what they have and do what they do. No, 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 no. You have been instilled with power and energy and grace, my power, my energy. But you're getting all slowed down and entangled because you're focused on the wrong thing, right? And I love he says, you know, you're going to have obstacles, but if you can't handle the obstacles that come, little rocks or whatever that come up, you know, on along the life of path of life, because on life we have some what? Some stumbling blocks. We're going to have some issues, some rocks that you got to walk on or whatever. But if you can't handle that, you'll never be able to handle the path that has thickets and it's really, you know, really challenging to move through. You got to be able to get yourself together, Jeremiah, and understand that I am the Lord God. And when you stick with me, when you ride with me, I need to be your ride or die. I need to be the one that you're relying on, right? Because when you rely on me and you ride with me, you gain strength and power, overcoming power to do what you need to do. And we are meant, friends, to run with horses. We're built for strength and power and resilience and endurance. We've been here all these years. We've been through a lot. Anybody here not been through some stuff? You're still here doing, right? We are built for this, for the beauty, for the motion of life, for evolution, for growth, for overcoming. This is our time to do that. And so this is the year, friends, for us to begin to move with the swiftness of spirit. Spirit is going to be moving very, very quickly. Manifestation is going to happen quickly. You need to watch what you're thinking because it's going to manifest quite easily. So if you ain't thinking right, don't be upset with God when you start manifesting some limitation and negativity because it's going to come fast. This is the year of the fire horse. It's coming fast. So this is the time where we have to move when the Spirit says move. You know that song that says, I'm going to move when the Spirit says move. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. How was my commitment? I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to move. When I get that guidance from you, I'm moving. Because I know me. I want to analyze it first. You know, that's my nature. But I need to leave that nature behind because it's not serving me. Right? And so I hear that this is the time for us to actualize our lives. You got to actualize, bring your life to life. Bring it to life. Bring your dreams into a state of being and bring your dreams to life. No more waiting for your dreams to come true. Your dreams are waiting what? For you to be true. No more waiting, when my ship comes in and when this comes in, it's here. Stop waiting for it and start to embody it. This is what we're all called to do. Because we've got access, friends. We got access to everything we need. We got to just anchor ourselves, however, in the presence and power of God. We got to ride with source every day. You got to build up your spiritual stamina. Build up your spiritual muscles. You know, do the right things. Do your prayer. Do your meditation. Dwell often with God. Just keep the eye on the prize, right? If we're going to run the good race, we want to run with the horses. We want to run the good race, but stop getting distracted. Keep your eye on the prize. Be focused, right? Work with this energy. Work with the fire. And the fire to me is that Holy Spirit. This fire has purified us, and it will continue to purify us. And all the dross is going to fall away. All the negativity is falling away so that we can be pure and we can be one with what I call the holy fire of God. When you let all this other stuff come, the holy fire of God begins to lead you and protect you and guide you once you are anchored in God. And as I was working on this talk, it made me think of three guys who withstood the fire. I don't know if you know who I'm talking about. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, they were in exile, living in Babylon under the king Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar created this big statue of himself. And he wanted everybody to worship him. Does that sound familiar? Yes, honey. Okay? Wanting everybody to worship him. And so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, no, no. We serve a different kind of God. We shall not bow down and worship you. And when Nebuchadnezzar heard that, he said, cast them into the fiery furnace. Right? And so in the furnace they went. And when the God was looking or whatever, he saw that they were still, you know, just there in the fire. So he told Nebuchadnezzar, well, make the fire 7 times hotter. Put some more coal, make it hotter. So they made it 7 times hotter than it was before. And when Nebuchadnezzar went to go and look, it says that he saw 4 bodies, 4 men walking around in that fire. Now, it was just Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But that 4th one, and he said it looked like it was a being, a divine being, the being of God. And from that point on, Nebuchadnezzar said, well, look, your God is mightier than me. And he took them out of the fire. When they came out, it said they didn't even have not a singe, nothing on. They didn't even smell like smoke. They were pure and clean, right? And so we're not afraid of the fire. Let the fire come, because we're working with the holy fire of God. And what this says to me is that God is with us all the time, through every situation, every circumstance. We got that 4th person. So if you find yourself, you know, in being purified, that's all right. You're being cleansed. You're being purified. But God is in the purification business, right? Sustaining us. So we don't worry about that. Because when you come out of that fire, you better be ready to go. You got to be ready to move with the Spirit. We trust in this process. And so this is a powerful time for us to be alive. It feels challenging, yes, but it's powerful. So I say, don't worry about the footmen. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about who got that promotion and you didn't. Don't worry about none of that stuff. Because you are meant to run with horses. You are meant to take your rightful place as a divine expression of God. And when you are anchored to God and you understand who you are and you're moving with Spirit, with the movement of Spirit, you will be unstoppable. Unstoppable. Because when I'm riding with the, you know, my ride or die is God, I'm going to be unstoppable. That's what we're called to do. If I wrote this affirmation, I run with horses and I am unstoppable. Let me hear you say, I run with horses and I am unstoppable. Yes, beloved ones. Yes, yes, yes. This is going to be our best year yet. What will you create? What will you create? What do you envision for your life, that the life you want to live? And when you get that envision, move with it. Mount up with wings of Spirit. Mount up with the energy of God and ride on through, ride on through. And someone said, I wrote down here, you know, get on your high horse. Because, you know, some people used to say, well, who would you think you are getting on your high horse? Get on your high horse. And ride it. I'm on my ride, my high horse. Yes, I believe that I have the confidence that God has placed in my heart to do anything that is mine to do. So I'm going to get clear on what is mine to do for this new year, this new beginning, this new decade. And I'm going to be about it. And I'm just going to what? To do it. Just do it. Just do it. This is it. Blessings and namaste. Yes, it is.